25 on the pop charts for them. The flip side was Matchbox. It went up to number 17. So you got a good two-sider there. That song was written by Larry Williams, who recorded it in 1958. And the Beatles must have really enjoyed his music and been influenced by him. They did Slow Down, which was written by him. They did Dizzy Miss Lizzy and Bad Boy, which were two other Larry Williams songs that he wrote and recorded for himself. So, and they did a great, great version of that Dizzy Miss Lizzy, too. So, but anyway, good song by the Beatles, good song by Larry Williams. Welcome into the BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And we've got Irma Thomas getting us started with this next set, then Marshall Tucker and Three Dog Night. So let's go right now with one that didn't chart for Irma, but one of her good, good ones here in Birmingham. Got some airplay here. Somebody Told You, 1962.
It's always somebody saying this, somebody saying that.
Me there. working and sifting from five to five, selling everything we found just to stay alive. Go float free like the whiskey in the bar. Sinning was the big thing, Lord, and Sid was a star. And there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, gold in them hills, and it's waiting for me and bloodlines, the gooders of the street. Men were shot down for the sake of fun, or just to hear the noise of their 44 guns. And there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, rolling them hills, and it's waiting for me now. My widow, she weeps by my grave, tears flow free for her man she couldn't save, shot down in cold blood by a gun that carried fame, all for a useless and no good worthless claim. And there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, golden them hills, and it's waiting for me.
They do get weary wearing that same old funky dress. But ooh, while she gets weary, weary, won't you try some tenderness? She's there waiting and anticipating for the things she'll never, never have. Oh, no, no. Ooh, ah, she gets weary. Won't you try?
Came out in 1969, went up to number 29 on the pop charts for them. That was their first major hit to really throw them out there. They had had one that charted before that, a song called Nobody, which is a favorite of mine by the Three Dog Night Group. But it only charted nationally at 116. But I've always enjoyed that one. But this was their first big one. Then it just took off. They wound up having three number one songs during their career. You know, Otis Redding did that song, and I know when I first heard it, that really the first time I'd ever really heard the song, not thinking much about it, just listening to R&B and rock radio. But that song's from 1933, and people such as Frank Sinatra, Bing Crosby, Jimmy Durante, Connie Francis, they all made a cover of that over the years. But first version was done in 1933, but I think the original early versions of it on up to early 60s, I think Johnny Mathis even did it. They had like a minute or so of singing and talking before the song really got into it, kind of introducing, getting ready for the song. But anyway, Otis did it, and then Three Dog Night did it right there. And they took it to number 29, and that was a good hit for them. Fire on the Mountain before that, Marshall Tucker Band, 1975, went up to number 38 on the pop charts, group that came out of South Carolina. And they named themselves Marshall Tucker after the owner of the rehearsal hall where they were working, rehearsing. So that's where that all came from. And a group that was led by the Caldwell brothers, Toy and Tom. And they had a lot of good hits over the year, and I played that. We're going to have it our record club, show coming up August 20, 21, and 22. The producer of the Marshall Tucker first, I believe it was the first five or six LPs they did, Paul Hornsby is going to be with us at the show, selling the book that he did. He's a producer. Of course, he started out in other groups, too. He was a pianist and a guitar player, and he was in a group called Hourglass, which featured Dwayne and Greg Allman at the time before they became the Allman Brothers. But Paul's done a lot of music over the years, playing, recording. He even played keyboards on those Marshall Tucker LPs. So I'm looking forward to meeting him. And then Irma Thomas before that, Somebody Told You, 1962. Two Winters Long is the flip of that. And good songs, but didn't chart, but good sound by her. Like I say, Somebody Told You was a big hit here in Birmingham. They got a lot of airplay because Irma was real big here. She did a lot of concerts here in town, gigs, played at local armories and places such as that, and did some great shows over the year. All right, we'll keep going. We got Chuck Willis, one of my favorites, coming in, going to get us started. Then Andrea Carroll is going to sing for us, and then the Flamingos are one of their real smooth sounds. So let's go right now with Chuck Willis and My Life.
My life worth living. I Love,
1959. It didn't go very high, but boy, that's a great sound by them. It went up to number 88 on the pop charts and didn't do anything on the R&B charts. A song that was written by George and Ira Gershwin in 1930. They did a lot of musical stuff, plays and theatrical plays, and they wrote that one for us in 1930 for a song, show that went on called the Godwin Follies. So, and then somewhere along the way, you know, another group hears it, another one. It's been recorded nearly 300 times by different people. So, big popular song, and the Flamingos did a great job, 1959. Andrea Carroll before that, It Hurts to Be 16, from 1963, went up to number 45 for her, and she was 16 when she recorded that. And a little young lady that came out of Cleveland, and the backing group on that song, by the way, behind Andrea Carroll was the Chiffons. So they did a good job there. You know, all these groups and girls that we hear singing and everything, so many of them were in studios doing all kind of stuff, and we just don't know the full measure of what they did over the years. But anyway, the Chiffons sitting there backing Andrea. And this was a hit for her, and it was her only hit. But she had a couple other songs, and she's a collectible person. People collect some of her stuff out there, real teener kind of sound. Chuck Willis, My Life, before that, 1958. Number 46 on the pop charts, number 12 on the R&B charts. And Chuck's one of my favorites. He did some great, great stuff in such a short period of time. He died, unfortunately, at a young age, but did some great, great stuff. Okay, let's go. We got Carla Thomas coming up, then Ray and Bob doing a flip side of a hit they had, and then Blackfoot. So let's do Carla Thomas and A Love of My Own.
I look at the mountains. I look at the sun. I look at everything Mother Nature has done. Then I want to know why can't I find a love of my own? I look at the starlight. I look at the moonlight. I feel the soft breeze. Then I wanna know, why can't I find a love of my own? Love, how I've waited for. But it looks like you'll never come. So I sit down, and think this thing over. Is it something I've done? I look at the flowers in fullest bloom. I should be
Wake up, baby, smile at me. The sun is shining and the wind's blowing free. I got to thinking, ooh, yesterday, that silver bird can take us away. Get it on now.
To number 42 on the charts for them. And Medlock and another member of the band, Greg Walker, were originally, when Lynyrd Skynyrd got started, they were originally with them. And then, you know, things happened and they added somebody, lost somebody, whatever. And but they, so Medlock and Walker weren't with them when they had all their major hits, but they were all playing stuff together and doing things, and groups that both came out of Florida down that way. So, but anyway, that's Blackfoot and Fly Away. Of course, my favorite song by Blackfoot is Train, Train. They did a great job there. So, Ray and Bob before that with a song called Palms of Paradise. A little smooth kind of sound they did in 1962. It didn't chart. You flip it over, though, and you got Air Travel. So if you happen to own Air Travel, you can flip that over and play this side here. Air Travel went up to number 99 nationally, but it was a big, big hit here in Birmingham. I heard that one all the time. And, boy, it was really, really a popular song around here. And then Carla Thomas got us started, A Love of My Own, 1961, number 56 on the pop charts, number 20 on the R&B charts, a song that Sam Cooke wrote. Okay, we got Roscoe Shelton going to start us off, then Johnny Cash, then James Brown. So let's do Roscoe Shelton and a song called Easy Going Fellow.
I'm a easygoing fella, baby. Don't mean I'm a fool. Lord, Lord, Lord. Easygoing fella, baby. Don't mean I'm a let it slip right on by.
beg her mercy, baby. But it's too late, too late, I'm gone. Lord, 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 beg, have mercy, baby.
Kind of miss them all the time. I told Annie I'd be true, but I still think about Katie too. Katie too, Katie too, I still think about Katie too. If you should see Miss Mary Ann, just tell her I'm her loving man. Give my love to Jane and Sue, but don't forget old Katie too. Katie too, Katie too, don't forget old Katie too. Sadie's chicken stew and Susie's good at pitching woo. I like Mary's barbecue, but I still like old Katie too. Katie too, Katie too, I still like old Katie too. Now girls, I'm not the flirty kind, but I just can't make up my mind. I'd like to marry all of you, but I still miss old Katie too. Katie too, Katie too, I still miss old Katie too. Girls, I make this toast, I love you everyone the most. But don't ask me to say I do, cause I still miss old Katie too. Katie too, Katie too, I still miss old Katie too. Cupid, you've been good to me, I've got more girls than I can see. But if you give me all but two, then let's squeeze an old Katie too. Katie too, Katie too, let's squeeze an old Katie too.
My hand, I wanna be.
see the Flames, his backing group, helping him off the stage now. James used to fall down and beg and plead, and they'll come over and get him so he could put on a show. James Brown, Please, Please, Please. Now, that was the 1960 version there. It only went up to number 105 on the pop charts. That song, though, came out in 1956 on the R&B as number 5. And then later on, they redid it and sent it out again. And there's James with a small hit on his hands on the pop charts. That song was a Grammy Hall of Fame winner. It's in the Grammy Hall of Fame. It's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's some of the most influential songs ever. And on the Rolling Stones 500 top songs, it's number 143. So James, of course, just left all kind of good stuff for us. I went to Augusta, Georgia a couple weeks ago and got to go by their museum that shows all the stuff that went on in Augusta. And, of course, he's from that area, James is, and they had a nice little area for him. His capes that he wore, his outfits, and even had some of his hair gel and stuff you could look at under a glass. So really, really good stuff. James Brown. Johnny Cash, Katie 2, 1959, went up to number 66 on the pop charts, but made it to number 11 on the country western charts in 1959, and had a good sound there for Johnny. Roscoe Shelton, Easy Going Fellow, 1966, 102 on the pop charts, so you probably hadn't heard that one, and you had to be in a certain place to hear that one, I'm sure. But it did go to number 32 on the R&B chart, so if you listen to R&B radio, you probably heard that. Guy that came out of Lynchburg, Tennessee, Roscoe Shelton. Okay, the Dovell is going to get us started rocking and going, and then we're going to do our double play of the day. We're going to do the Manhattans. You know, if you're not familiar with them, and I wasn't that familiar with them until, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago, I got more and more familiar with them. Of course, they had the big, big hit, Kiss and Say Goodbye, and that's where I kind of got hooked on them, but they did some stuff much, much earlier than that. That's what we're going to play. We're going to play one from 1965 and one from 1966. They did okay on R&B, but didn't do very well on the pop charts. But I think you'll like the songs. Good stuff by the Manhattans. Double play of the day. So let's do the Dovells right now. You know, they had the Bristol Stomp was a big hit for them. But here's one called Bristol Twisting Annie, the Dovells, 1962.
Anybody seen?
See my baby since she ran away.
I've been so lonesome.
Me each and every day.
I'm tired of searching.
Searching east and west and all over town.
Somebody please.
Couldn't Love Me, the Manhattans. If you go out looking for that record, I Betcha, and then in parentheses is Couldn't Love Me. So I Betcha Couldn't Love Me, the Manhattans, 1966, number 128 on the pop charts, but number 23 on R&B charts that year for them. And then before that, the Manhattans, Searching for My Baby, 1965, number 135 on the pop charts, but a top 20 hit. It made number 20 on R&B charts for them. So long before they had 1976 number one hit, Kiss and Say Goodbye, they were out there doing all kind of stuff. In fact, between 1965 and 1990, the Manhattans had 44 R&B hits. So they were had a lot of good stuff out there and a good sound by them. And I've played quite a few of their songs now that I've learned more about them, and they did some really good sounds. So that's our double play of the day today then. A group out of New Jersey, the Manhattans. The Dovells before that, Bristol Twisting Annie, 1962. Number 27 on the pop charts, 28 on the R&B charts. A group that had 9 hits in their career. Their two best hits were, they had a number 2 hit, Bristol Stomp. I mentioned it before we played these songs. And then they had number 3 hit, You Can't Sit Down. They did a good version of that. I like the Philip Upchurch song, too, version of that. But Dovells did a good sound of that. I like that. And here's another song. Think about it. Here's Bristol Twisting Annie. Of course, we had Hank Ballard and all the Annie songs. And quite a few people along the way started adding Annie in their songs. And this is another one here, Bristol Twisting Annie. Okay, we got the Rolling Stones going to get us started. Big hit for them, Jack Scott. And then Berlin. We're going to go into the 80s and play one by them. And you probably know what it is if you're a fan of that era. Let's do the Rolling Stones right now. And a big, big song. One of my favorites they did. Get off my cloud.
Patsy, I'll be waiting, standing by the school. mama and your papa, we've got a heavy day. Patsy, we're going strolling, strolling at the record hop. Patsy, we're going strolling, strolling at the record hop. I'm gonna take you in my arms and teach you how to rock. Now we're gonna rock,
Patsy, rock.
We're gonna roll,
Patsy, roll.
We're gonna hop,
Patsy, hop.
We're gonna I'm gonna show you how to swing. I'm gonna teach you everything I know. See, I'll be waiting, standing by the schoolyard gate. Now, Patsy, I'll be waiting, standing by the schoolyard gate. Oh, tell your mama and your papa, we got a heavy day. Well, now we're gonna rock,
go.
We're gonna roll.
Go.
We're gonna hop. We're gonna hop. Oh, yeah.
I'm
Breath Away, 1986, number one in the nation for them. A song that won the Oscar that year for Best Song, came out of the movie Top Gun. So I know if you're familiar with that, you definitely know the song very well. But good sound by them, real smooth sound. They remixed that song and released it 6 years later in 1992, but it only went up to number 60 on the charts then. But that version there we just played is a good sound by Berlin, 1986. Jack Scott, another good singer, another good guy. Left some great songs for us to listen to. Patsy is the name of this one. Came out in 1960, went up to number 65 on the pop charts for Jack Scott. And then the Stones, one of their eight number one hits, 1965, Get Off My Cloud. Now, how many people, when that song came out, started answering their phone, hey, it's me, who's it there on the line? You know, I just wonder if anybody started answering their song that way. I mean, their telephone that way. But good sound by them, and the Stones just keep on going. In fact, they got a concert. They're doing concerts even now. What is this now? How many years has this been? 50-something years, going on 55 years as a group. So, but and I think two of them are still there together, Mick and Keith Richard. But Bill Wyman and Charlie Watts retired a few years back. They may go around with them some, but and then of course the original member Brian Jones died in. What was it, 1968, 69? I can't remember the year right now, but anyway, good sound by the Stones. All right, almost time to go. We're going to play one more set here. We got Lou Christie going to get us started, then Chuck Berry, and then the Animals. So let's do Lou Christie, and I'm going to make you mine.
I try every trick in the book with every step that you take, everywhere that you look, just look and you'll find. I'll try to get to your soul, I'll try to get to your mind. I'm gonna make you mine. I know I'll never give up. I'm at the end of my rope, from the morning till supper time. And you'll find I'll be waiting in line, I'll be waiting in line. I'm gonna make you mine.
Baby, I'm gonna make you mine. Make you mine.
Leave us alone. Anyway, we almost grown. little girl.
Violet.
Ah, she's really out this world.
Violet.
And I take her to a dance.
Violet.
We steady talk about romance.
Violet.
Don't bother to sleep us long. Anyway, we almost grown. You know I'm still living in town.
Don't Bring Me Down. Went up to number 12 on the pop charts for them. I started to say Eric Burton Animals, but that was their last hit that was recorded and released as the Animals. Then from then on, it was then called Eric Burton Animals. So I want to stick with what it was. They were the Animals then. Then they became Eric Burton Animals and started having a few more hits after this one. But 1966. And the group was put in the Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, in 1994. Good Sam by the guys, Eric Burton and the Animals. Chuck Berry, Almost Grown, 1959, went to number 32 on the pop charts, number 3 on the R&B. You flip it over and you got Little Queenie, which is probably more popular than Almost Grown. You know, Little Queenie, I know the Stones did a version of that, did a killer version live of that one. But Chuck's Little Queenie gets played, I think, more than Almost Grown, if you can find a station that plays 50s and 60s music. But Little Queenie went up to number 80 for him that year, but Almost Grown. And Lou Christie, I'm Gonna Make You Mine, 1969, number 10 in the country for him. And that's one, too. You know, he had Lightning Strikes and Rhapsody in the Rain. I think you hear more of those. Those two played a lot more than you do this one. You don't hear this one very often. And I'm glad I came across it on my list, so because I hadn't heard it lately either. So, but a good sound by him from 1969, I'm Gonna Make You Mine. All right, we got to go. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. And if you got any requests, just send us a line down at the bottom of the page there where you're listening and on our website, birminghamrecord.com. And we'll look it up, see if we can find it for you and play it. So, all right, we got to go. We always end our show with an instrumental song. We got another one today. Guy came out of Mobile, Alabama, born in 1941, Cliff Nobles. Yes, Cliff Nobles and Company did a song called The Horse, 1968, went up to number 2 in the country. So big hit by him. And that was his biggest hit. He had a couple others that came in there, but nothing like this one. But from Mobile, Alabama, Cliff Nobles. So here we go. Thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you next time on BRC Radio.